Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's head to the phone line right now to catch up with Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. He is one of the best reporters in the world when it comes to covering the NFL. First off, Ian, really appreciate you coming on today. What is the latest on Patrick Mahomes' knee injury?
So here's what I'm told, that Patrick Mahomes had his MRI this morning, and obviously if you have someone of the caliber of Patrick Mahomes, you don't want to be waiting around to do the MRI. They did it fairly early. He received excellent news. He does, in fact, have a dislocated kneecap, which is what I think what everybody saw it watching TV last night. You know, you basically could see the athletic trainers and the doctors pop the knee back into place. But after that, no significant additional damage. So that was the concern, that he would have torn ligaments or that his knee would just be all messed up. That was not the case. So really best case scenario, from what I am told, expect him to be back in the field this season after a brief absence. So, you know, hard to imagine this going better for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is there any chance that as an organization, knowing that he came into this game hobbled with his ankle and now he's going to probably have a brace the rest of the season, that even with this news, the Chiefs would opt to sit him the rest of the way, looking out for the long-term health of Pat? Or with this news, does it mean he's going to absolutely be back this season?
My understanding is that he's expected to play this season. Now, I mean, could they take the overcautious route and sit him down? I mean, I guess they could. I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine the Chiefs, as loaded as they are, as good a team as they are, punting on the season. If Mahomes was at, you know, real risk, if he had a significant risk, if he could hurt himself greatly by playing, I don't think they would put him in harm's way to alter the future. But I haven't gotten the sense that's what it is at all. So at this point, I certainly would expect him to play.
Right now, we're talking to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with the breaking news about Patrick Mahomes' knee. Do you think at any point that Patrick Mahomes will have surgery on that knee?
That I don't know. No one has ruled it out. I know in these types of injuries, surgery is often what happens. You just don't quite need to do it right now. You could theoretically do it after the season. And we see players do this with, you know, a torn labrum. Like, let's say, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is an example. He dislocated his left shoulder. There's damage there. It's not, like, horrible, but damage enough where you might have to get it fixed after the season, but you put a brace on and you kind of play through it and you deal with it in, you know, January or February, I mean, you know, whenever. So I would imagine they'll take another look at it after the season, but no one has ruled out that he'll eventually need surgery.
You bring up best-case scenario for 3 weeks. In your mind, what would be worst-case scenario in terms of games missed for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, before the MRI results, worst-case scenario was out for the season. You know, that would be really bad. I would say, you know, right now, worst-case scenario would probably be like a month or a little more. But, you know, the actual schedule, if you look at it, kind of works out nicely because you got three games. That was the original estimate. I was told three games. And then you got a fourth game and then a bye. So let's say they just say, you know what, we're going to make sure he's 1,000% when he gets back out there. We'll hold him out a month. Well, then you're really holding him out 5 weeks. And then for the stretch run, basically for December, you have Mahomes. So, I mean, to me, that's probably the quote-unquote worst case, is that you hold him out a month plus an additional game to the bye.
Do you think that Matt Moore is a good enough caretaker, let's say it is 3 weeks or a month, or do you think the Chiefs need to make a move at that position?
I don't know what they would do. You know, like, who would they get? You know, I think that's the problem. It's like, do you want to trade significant draft capital to get Marcus Mariota, for instance, which, who you know, is talented, but he just lost his job. I don't know. To me, Andy Reid's history shows that he will get Matt Moore playing well enough to be effective. So I think they'll end up being okay.
Ian, talking about draft pick compensation, what effect, if any, do you think this has for the Chiefs on the deadline? Because quarterback certainly wasn't a need, but now you look at it, maybe they trade for a quarterback and that stops them from getting the corner, linebacker, or defensive lineman they need to get this defense over the hump.
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, this was a very good sign for this defense last night. I mean, I know the Broncos aren't the Broncos are what they are on offense. I think we all saw it what they are last night. There were some real encouraging signs in this Kansas City defense. So I think that's worth noting. This defensive coordinator change might end up being something that is even better than I think we initially anticipated. But I would say, like, nothing's more important than the quarterback position. I think the most important thing would be to secure that. So then you worry about everything else, right? So, like, I don't think they'd say, well, we could give up a draft pick to get this great starting quarterback. We don't want to because we need a defensive lineman. I think they'd make sure to take the quarterback under control first.
Just out of curiosity, do you question the play call that led to the injury? Because we're talking a lot about the injury today. Do you question Andy Reid? He's got a bunch of running backs. He knew Pat had the ankle injury. Any problem with calling the quarterback sneak on that play?
Nah. I don't think so. I mean, to me, and I would say if you gave Andy Reid a lie detector test, he'd probably say the same thing. To me, if you're playing, then you're playing, right? Like, if you're cleared and you're able to play, then all the play calls are at your disposal, right? So, like, to me, like, that's sort of where it stands. Like, could you have been more careful? I guess, but you know, you also could just make sure he gets rid of the ball quick and doesn't move around. I mean, there's all sorts of things you could do if you needed to protect him. Could also put him on the bench, which would make sure he never got hit. You know, so to me, if he's playing, he's playing.
And that is Ian Rappaport with NFL Network. Very happy that he could join us today with the breaking news about Patrick Mahomes. It sounds like the Chiefs got good news today, all things considered. Ian, really appreciate you coming on today. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.